You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 198, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become that influential voice in your industry with a podcast. My name's Anne Marie Cross, the Podcasting Queen. My guest today says, trust God always, even when it means going against the grain. Joining me on today's show is Amanda Owen. Amanda and her husband run Jasper Avenue, which specializes in social media photography and content creation for businesses and brands. They started out of a desire to give startups and busy business owners easy access to authentic and compelling imagery and copy to help them stay on top of their digital marketing game. Now, on today's show, Amanda's going to share, don't allow past failures or self-doubt dictate your future success. She's going to talk about how collaboration and partnership can be an amazing thing in business. She highly recommends it, but always seek God's wisdom before entering into any venture with someone else, no matter how close you are. Wise, wise words. She's also going to talk about making sure that you are conveying truth about your product and your service to match what it does say and what you say that it does. Because guess what? This false perception can be a form of witchcraft in the marketplace. And you certainly don't want to become what known as one of those people that, overpromise and underdeliver. You want to be the other way around. Welcome to the show, Amanda. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Anne-Marie? Thank you so much.
Really good. Really good. Look, you're in an industry, I think, that is so helpful to so many business owners. Yeah. And, you know, they know that there is importance in having a clear brand message and their photography and the content they share online. But it's often easier said than done. So we'll certainly get you to share some practical tips and strategies as well. But firstly, we mentioned in the introduction that you started the business in partnership with your husband as a desire to give startups and busy business owners easy access to this authentic content. But what led you to start that up? Was that a background experience that you and or your husband might have had? Is it something that you've always enjoyed doing? How did that transition for you?
Yeah, well, it actually all started just before we actually sold our cafe. So we actually used to have a cafe business that we ran together for nearly 5 years. Mm-hmm. And the challenging thing was that we had a business that was really quite well established. So up until that point, we didn't really need to market our business too hard. Mm-hmm. We were on social media, but we weren't sort of consistently posting content. But it did come to a point where we realized, you know, we need to be on social media because our competitors, you know, mm-hmm. the people, you know, just down the road selling coffee as well, were on social media and they were doing it well. And so we realized, you know what, we need to be doing this as well. And so we actually started to see that there was a need for it, but we didn't have the time for it. Mm-hmm. We were busy all the time, you know, running our cafe, running our business. And we just didn't have the capacity to do it ourselves. So we figured, you know what, there must be other businesses out there who have the same issue, who see the importance of you know, being on social media and marketing your business in the digital platforms, but not having the time or the capacity to do it. So we sort of toyed with the idea because we've always been doing photography as well as a side business. Mm-hmm. So we started out more so in portrait photography and weddings and that kind of thing. So obviously being in a more commercial setting and a hospitality, you know, setting, we started to kind of change our skill set and sort of learn how to you know, communicate the business in a different way. And so we just started out actually taking photos of our own business and our, you know, our own food and everything and sort of practicing for our own social media account. And as we started to do that and put our work out there, we actually started to get a lot of interest in what we were putting out there. And we thought, you know what, this is actually a business opportunity. And so we started to really sort of take it quite seriously and seek God about it as well. Started up a website and it really just sort of took off from there.
Wow. And so how long has Jasper Avenue been running for? How many years?
Yeah, so it's actually only just gone over a year now. Wow, so it's still a baby in the sense of a business, but We've grown so much, especially over the last 6 months. So as I was saying, we used to have a cafe, but we decided to sell late last year. Mm. And, you know, after we sold the cafe, it was kind of a challenging time because we were asking God, you know, what is next for us?
What
do
next?
We, you know, do we just go back to a desk job where it's a little bit, you know, perhaps safer for us in a way? But God was saying, you know what, I'm calling you to the business arena, continue this.
Yes.
And so we really sort of went ahead.
I think what's great is that, you know, being that you've had a business before, so you know what it's like to run a business, so you've got all of that in place. And then, of course, you're harnessing the gifts and skills and strengths that you've had through the photography, so you understand already about messaging and all of that, which is so important. You've been able to blend that together. And I think often when we move in the direction in which God is directing us, then, you know, and it says in the Bible, you know, I will make your path straight. And so often we will go ahead and make decisions and not really lean into him and ask him. So it's great that you kind of continue to take that to prayer with him.
Yes.
Let's talk about not allowing past failures or self-doubt to dictate your future successes, because often that can stop us from making a decision, taking action towards seeing something come to fruition. So what insights have you learned and you want to impart today?
Sure. Well, I think just sort of backtracking a little bit, because just back to the cafe especially, because, you know, even though we see that it, especially in the first few years of business that we ran it together, it was actually very successful and you know, we were doing really well. But there was a time that business wasn't so great. Mm. And I think it was just especially during a time when we'd kind of actually gone after things that we thought were right for the business and right for us, and we had actually taken God out of the process for a season. And I think a really big lesson in that was that whenever you go after something that you think is right and that is, you know, according to your plans and not God's will, he will sometimes have to go through a process of actually taking us back to where he needs us to be. And so there was a period of time in the business where we'd actually kind of come to a fork in the road with a cafe, in which we were saying, well, do we sort of sell and move on? Because it had actually come to that point of being quite a, you know, in a sort of tough situation business-wise. Or do we go ahead and do something like a revamp and a rebrand and, you know, get a new menu and a new chef on board? And we just kind of went ahead with what we thought was right. We didn't really take the time to wait for God's direction on that as well. So I think one of the really big lessons I would say is that, you know, just as you make big decisions in business, always bring God into the process, invite him into it, and trust him with that, and wait as well for his timing and for his direction, because we can tend to kind of, and I know for myself, I can be a very, I need things now, and it's just the kind of world that we live in now. It's all very instant. And so we can think, oh, let's just go ahead and, you know, God will catch up with us, you know.
Yes.
And it's not always the way.
No, not always the way at all. Mm. And so really learning about that, and I think you already expressed that there's quite a difference in how you're now doing your business. You're taking that to prayer for him. What are some of the things that you've noticed? I mean, obviously a huge uptake in people really starting to inquire about your services, which is really exciting. But also, I guess, too, sometimes, as you said, you know, failures and things that happened in the past can come with you. You can bring that with you to your other business venture. It's always kind of there in the background. Yeah. What do you notice that's different now that you are really committing things to prayer and really checking in with God's will first? What sort of differences are you noticing?
Yeah, so I think a lot of the things that I'm noticing now, especially, are just how it sounds kind of, I don't know, funny to say, but like things just seem to fall into place. You know, a lot of the time when we were sort of back at that time where we weren't sort of going according to God's direction, just a lot of really strange incidences and scenarios would come up that would just kind of push us, you know, away from the business. Whereas now it's just kind of like it just feels almost like a very clear road. And, you know, even though you don't necessarily see every step of the way, but God just seems to light it up as you keep going forward and forward. And just some of the doors that I've seen God open for us in the last year, just, you know, sometimes I have to stop and just think like, wow, like how did these people find us? How did, you know, and some of the clients that we've been able to work with, you know, some of the bigger names in the industry and that kind of thing. So I just think to myself, like, we're just doing what God's asked us to do, and we're just doing what we do well and doing it with excellence, and with a motive to want to bless the clients that we come in contact with your skill set and with what we're able to offer them. And in all honesty, like, just God keeps making a way and opening the doors. And it's not always easy. Like, I'm not going to say just because we're in God's will, like, everything's, always going as it should. There are challenges, but it's just this peace that comes upon you, and you just see how God just makes things happen. He connects you with the right people, and it all just seems to flow.
And I think that's such a great reminder for all of us. And, you know, it says in the Bible, we will have troubles, and especially when you think about entrepreneurship, there are always challenges, unexpected things happen. You can plan till the cows come home, and then all of a sudden something happens that was just so unexpected. But I think it's a great reminder that when we continue to lean into Him and get direction, just the fact that we do that, I think speaks incredible volumes, because that's what He wants. He's a loving Father. And, sometimes, and I read this yesterday, it was a quote, it said, sometimes, as entrepreneurs, but even as individuals who are Christians, we can sometimes think that things happen because the enemy is coming down upon us. But this quote said, maybe it's God closing the door and saying, not yet, or this is no longer something that I want for you. And when you trust Him, and you have faith that whatever's going to happen is meant to be, then all of a sudden you end up in a direction that you think, I would never have thought of even going here or trying this, or this would never have come to pass had it not been for something that you once struggled with. But now, of course, you're celebrating success on the other side because He's led you there. So a great reminder. Let's talk about something else that I've had experience in it as well, and you've obviously got some insights to share around. Collaboration and partnership is fantastic, because if you can partner with someone who complements your skills and expertise, the offering that you can deliver can be just far greater than obviously the individuals themselves. But what you say, it's such a great reminder. We need to seek God's wisdom first before entering into a venture with someone. They can be the best people in the world that we can get on with like a house on fire, but it may not be a partnership that God wants to bless or that. So share some insights for us in this area.
Well, I mean, as I said, and as you introduced at the beginning, I actually run a business with my husband, and we have been doing so for the last 6 years, obviously back with the cafe and now into Jasper Avenue. I mean, that in itself, we had to seek God about, for His direction, because not only are we going to end up being business partners, but we're husband and wife as well. And so we had to be sure that this was a direction that God had for us, because, when you mix business and relationships, it can sometimes get messy, and so we needed to be really sure about that. But I really felt like even before we got married, God was already speaking into our lives that He was going to use us and the gifts that He's placed within us and knit those together and make something out of that to be of ministry as well as a business. And so we really, early on in our relationship knew that God was developing us in that, and was calling us to be not only life partners but business partners. Yeah. But I think also a big thing for that, God was already preparing me before I'd even met my husband. Mm. I'd kind of already started to get, this yearning to want to be in business, which almost kind of came about overnight. Like, it wasn't something that I ever thought I would be doing. But I did end up starting a photography business before I got married as well.
Yeah.
And there was, some hard lessons I had to learn in that, where I did bring along certain people along the process and collaborated with certain people who, I didn't pursue God about, I didn't ask and ask for His, direction on, and sort of had a lot of challenges in terms of people sort of taking advantage of me and taking ownership of a vision that I had and all these sorts of things. So I think just because of past experiences, I've learned that it's not just something that you jump into. And this was, with people that I trusted and with who I thought were my friends, And so, in the end, it did end up sort of affecting the outcome. But I mean, there's a good in this as well that, it says in the word, and the scripture that's coming to mind is, I think it's in Ephesians, where, two are better than one, And so there is a great strength in collaboration and coming together with like-minded people. And it may not necessarily mean you have to be business partners, but it's also just about, coming together and, as you were saying, sort of like, complementing your skill set and your businesses and making it stronger.
Yes.
And so an example of that for us now, as we're continuing to grow, there's a greater need for in terms of content and things for video and things like that. Mm. So we're bringing on, you know, great Christian people as well on board, who specialize in video and social media management and that kind of thing to extend on our services. So, you know, the beautiful thing about that is that, you know, God will bring people into your path, and then as you know, as that sort of all comes together, you seek Him. Are these the right people? And
I'd love to get you to share some insights, because I know that there are other entrepreneurs or businesses that have a husband and wife partnership. You'd have to put some real clear parameters in place on expectations, what roles, so it doesn't cross over. Because I know that when if I'm in my business mindset and my husband comes home, because I have a home office, I'm in a completely different mindset than if I'm his wife. And sometimes I have to be really careful that it's, you know, like, oh, and it's like, actually, I've got my, you know, you're direct. And so what are some of the things that you've done to ensure that the relationship works well in business and then, of course, in your personal life too?
Sure. Well, I think I'd probably say first and foremost, we're going back to this same thing, but I think prayer is so important. I think that you need to be consistently praying for your partner, and not just in terms of biz side of things, but just in general, we should always be praying for our partner. But I think it's especially important when you're working together and running a business together that you keep your prayer life strong, that God is the cord, you know, that He remains the center of your relationship, of your business. That's been so key for us. And then also it's been a really big lesson for us as well, and important that we actually pray together as well. I think when we were newlyweds, we'd been so used to just kind of having our individual lives. But it's also important that we come together and that we pray together for the business, and we are constantly sort of, you know, involving God in that process. I think for us as well, it's really important that we because, you know, lives can get so busy, especially as entrepreneurs, that we do set aside time for each other as husband and wife. I think even just setting aside, you know, a night a week for a date night or whatever, you know, I mean, we don't have any kids yet or anything, so we still have that bit of more flexibility to kind of make time for each other. But I think it is as sort of unromantic as it may sound, I think it's really important that you do schedule in time for each other and you just kind of make an agreement that you're not going to talk about work.
It's
purely just about you time. And that's been really important for us, and we're still learning that. You know, we're not perfect at that yet. We do sometimes allow certain things to come into the conversation. I mean, just because we're passionate about our work as well, but I think just being conscious of that and trying to sort of set that, you know, that time aside for each other. And then last one as well is just making sure that you surround yourself with really good people as well, a community of friends, and you know, maintaining those friendships, you know, because you're always together, you're married, you're always working together every day. It's important that you're able to kind of go outside of that as well and enjoy other friendships and be around a supportive community that are praying for you as well. And
And so do you find that when you close the office door and then you move into you know, obviously just live personal life, that you're very mindful that you don't bring the conversation of work with you, because then you can start to brainstorm and the whole topic of conversation. You just really have to just make a clear line that once it's five or whatever it is and we move that is when we talk about other things other than business.
And you do have to be really conscious of it and really disciplined. And just, you know, bring each other up on it. Like if we notice that someone started to talk about
because there's nothing where you start cooking and you start thinking about your day and all of a sudden you have ideas, and you know, if you've got your husband and he's there, what about this? And you can just, and then you'd have to have some clear things in place to make sure that you do stick by it. So let's talk about making sure that we are conveying the truth about our product and service. This is so important, especially as Christian entrepreneurs, because as ambassadors of Jesus, you know, whether we're dealing with other Christian customers or non-Christian, the worst thing I think that we can do is if we provide the level of service that really undermines what we promised, and we're not just giving what we did promise to deliver, and that tarnishes the name of Jesus, then I think that that would just be terrifying or terrible, really, on all counts. So what sort of insights have you seen and learned along the way as well in this area?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind for me as well is because we're working in the media industry, you know, and it can be a world or a platform in which, you know, we're kind of met with a lot of falsehood. And so this has been really challenging for me more recently as well, where God's really been speaking to me about how we not only portray our business, but how we help other businesses and how we put their best foot forward. And so I think a lot of it is just about looking at, well, what are the motives behind what we do? What's at the foundation of what we're putting out there? And I think that, you know, there can be so many negative things that you hear about social media, and so many people are against it. But, you know, God's saying that social media is actually a platform which we can do so much good, you know. I mean, obviously we're talking from a business point of view, but in all facets, you know, God is using, he really is using media and social media to do some really good things and get his word out there. You know, we can really sort of be great ambassadors for God through this medium.
Yes.
And so I'm still kind of growing in this myself, like I, you know, because, you know, more recently as we've come into that yearly mark of our business, we're starting to sort of explore different ways that we can market our business and coming up with new, you know, content strategies and that kind of thing. And God sort of took me aside, even just, you know, several weeks ago through a devotion time, which brought this subject up and this scripture in Galatians about how, you know, we've got to keep check of our fleshly desires and it's kind of almost a warning against that, and how it does actually talk about witchcraft. And the thing is, when I first read it, I was like, oh, well, of course we're not doing witchcraft in the marketplace, like, because you think of things like black magic and you know, wands and witches and that kind of thing. But, you know, in reference, God's actually in reference to the idea of, well, you know, this idea of falsehood and making sure that you're not doing that in the way that you portray your business and how you do business.
Yes.
And even down to how you know, market your business and all that kind of thing. So he just really kind of reminded me of that recently through a devotion time. And I just had to kind of have a bit of a check of where my heart was at and making sure that some of the strategies I was coming up with were authentic. You know, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I've been considering is, you know, I mean, obviously what we do in the marketplace is we help people identify their brand message and get that out there if they want to have a podcast. And so some of the things that I have been grappling with, and this may be something that you are, and this is around our core values. Like, I've got a colleague who will not work. She's a social media digital strategist too. She will not work with companies who test on animals. So if a makeup company came and they said, well, we do test our products on animals, she wouldn't be able to work with them. And then she actually had an abattoir. I don't know why an abattoir would come and talk to her, but anyway, and she said, look, I'm sorry, but we can't, because it just doesn't align with our core values. And for me, there are certain businesses that, as we know, what they're portraying and what they're delivering is really going against what is said in the word of God. And for me, it's kind of like, would I want to work with them and get their message out there so that they are expanding their message, and think one day we will be accountable for that. I think that's something as businesses that we need to be mindful for as well. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy because you can really like those people. You know, I've got a lot of, you know, really good colleagues that I know, and but some of their, you know, business things that they do and what they stand for, really, if we look at, measure it against the word of God, it is actually against that. But these are all things that we need to remind ourselves of and keep check on.
Exactly, especially during these times. And we do, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, because we do get inquiries, you know, from all different types of businesses, and you do have to kind of take a check and say, well, is this something that, as you say, that goes with our core values? And I can think of one recently where we were approached by a particular application, someone developing an app around sort of this concept of almost like, you know, like the Tinder dating type stuff. I don't know, our hearts just weren't in the right place for that. So it's true, you do sometimes get these inquiries, and you have to kind of say, well, you know, is this going to be where we
I think, you know, when we look at it from the other person's point of view, I mean, one of the things that I know personally, I would not want to come across as judging or, you know, anything. I don't think I'm better than anyone, whether they're Christians or non-Christians, but just say, you know what, in all honesty, if we were to work together, I know that I just would not be able to give my best. And I think, you know, you'd need to find someone who really can support you the best possible way that you can. And I think when you have that conversation, then that's one that then they can both part ways, and then they can find someone best to support them. But these are things that we need to consider, I think, as businesses, because one day we will all be accountable for that. We know that.
Yes.
And I know I certainly wouldn't want to have to go to account with that. So such a great reminder how we do business. and of course the businesses that we do with. So share a little bit more, if you will, Amanda, some of the things that you do, because I know as Christian entrepreneurs, getting our message out there and people who are listening and watching certainly is important for them too, and this may be an area they struggle with. So what are some of the services that you provide?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we are actually a visual content business. So that's mostly centered around strong visuals for your business, so around photography, video, and we also have just branched into social media management. So we did actually start out more so as a photography business in which we just created the visual content for businesses, but just out of demand and as we've grown, we now sort of offer full, you know, content packages where we can actually also post for you and curate and come up with strategy for your social media content. So we do purely or mostly work more so with Facebook and Instagram in terms of the platforms that we're sort of more experienced in. And so we're just sort of there to be able, I think the way that we see it is that we just want to be a part of, to come alongside of a business, a business owner, and be a part of what they're doing and the bigger picture of their marketing and of their business, and really trying to help them put their best foot forward. So a lot of what we'd work on is sort of helping you know, our clients have a regular access to monthly sort of imagery and content that they can use, because I know a lot of the challenge as well is you've got all these great content that you want to put out there, but because it's such a visual driven, you know, our platform, you need to be able to have the imagery that's going to catch people's attention,
and that's like complementary to the message.
I mean, because we're just consistently just scrolling through information every day, and what is it that captures our attention in a lot of cases, it's going to be a particular type of image. And so we've really worked at being able to kind of create the kind of imagery that we know is going to make people stop and take notice. And not everybody has that skill, not everybody has the time to do that, and so that's where we come in. And then more so in terms of the actual social media management, so just coming up with the right copy and the right headlines and researching all your right hashtags, and things are always constantly, as you would probably know, changing with algorithms and all that kind of thing, so just staying on top of that for our clients. And just just keeping that consistency for them, and that ease of mind that you can go and, you know, spend time on the things that really matter for you and your business, and we can take care of the social media side for you.
Fantastic. That's, and how can people get in contact with you and of course your company, which is called Jasper Avenue? What's a URL and maybe your Instagram account as well?
Sure. So our website is at jasperavenue.com.au, and our handle on Instagram is jasper.avenue.
Fantastic.
So you can find us on either of those platforms.
Great. And we'll put those links too on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE198. One of the things I'm doing for all of my guests, Amanda, would love to do that for you too, and of course include your husband in this and to pray for the business, is just to end the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Amanda today and just be reminded of how important it is for every single business decision, the direction of our business, whether we should align or partner with people, just needs to be really spoken about with you, bring that forward to you first. Because Father, you know the best way in which we are to direct our business, and you already have that destiny planned out. And so for us to remind ourselves that it's so important to continue to bring whatever ideas that we have and decisions before we make them up to you in prayer. Father, we just want to uphold Amanda and her husband and Jasper Avenue, their business, in prayer. Will you continue to allow them to do just such great work with their clients, so that they can attract other clients who really you want them to work with, and getting their message out there so that they can impact the world and their ideal clients with their message as well. Father, sometimes it can be such a competitive industry, and we can often, if we're not mindful, compare ourselves to what other people are doing. So we just want to pray for peace over that, especially too for the businesses that may be struggling in the area of social media too. May they get the courage to give Amanda a call and see how they may be able to support them in getting their message out there. Because Father, as we do continue to do that as Christian entrepreneurs who are building a kingdom business that honors you in every way, it's important that we get our message out there. And we ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been an absolute delight, and all the continued blessings and success with your business.
Thank you so much. Lovely chatting with you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.